there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Merry Christmas to you. Get ready for a very special edition of the big show today. This is an old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza. And, you know, we have a few surprises in store for you today. You're going to want to stick around for this show because there are things happening on today's broadcast that I don't know if it'll bring everyone together as one or it will, you know, make you throw up a little in your mouth. It might be a combination of the two, but we're going to do our best to be merry today because I have a full crew in here. Bill, the producer, obviously, is with us as usual.
As is typical, unless you're someplace cool and exciting.
True. Everyone is dressed up in their best Who outfits. We brought in Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, for today's festivities.
Scantily clad Who.
Kelly, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
She's like Susie Who. Is that what it is, or Kelly Who? I don't know. Who is she?
Susie Lou Who.
Who cares? She's a Brazilian swimsuit model. How are you, Kelly?
I'm wonderful.
Long time no see.
Long time. You miss me, right?
Yes. We've been playing your songs here for the holidays.
Good.
And you're going to share another one of those ditties today, right?
Yes.
As a well.
That's a short song is what he meant. In case you're listening from the FCC, when he says you're going to share one of those little ditties, he's talking about a short song.
Yeah.
Okay, I
you,
get it.
You knew that, right,
yeah,
Kelly?
Sure.
That's what they call them in...
That's with a D, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so. Yeah, CJ's here. Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Legs, Mermaid Lizzie is with us, too. Lizzie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you ready for this? This is your first Scuba Radio Christmas.
I'm ready.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Jimmy the Bubble Boy is here as well. So, we got a
Hello,
ton
Greg.
Of folks. And Swabby Bob's even. So, it's one big happy family. A Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza. Old-fashioned, because the idea here is to bring back some of the old guard, like Kelly. She's not old. but
not like you.
Yes.
Of course.
That's right. But
she doesn't date guards.
Yeah, they're true.
Running backs, linebackers, maybe. Guards, no.
But no way. We are going to check in with some of our some friends that we haven't heard from in quite a while. Some of the mermaids, hopefully, if we can connect with them on the phone. But we are going to make new memories as well today.
That's memories. That's recollections of things gone by.
Yeah, things that we had blocked out or forgot because we were so boozed up at the time. You know, between the memories of all of us, they'll come rushing back in flashbacks of torture and that kind of thing. But, you know, welcome along for the ride. It's all our part, or all our plan here is to give the gift of scuba, and this is how we're giving back, is sharing some stories and creating some new ones. We're actually going to perform a play today. Is that right, Bill?
It is a radio play. It's the Scuba Radio Players presenting an original work for this week's radio station, Drunken Santa and the Case of the Missing Christmas Reef.
Yeah, now, Reef Diver from Facebook is actually going to be referenced in this play, who was on the show last week. I don't know if she's happy about that or sad. Time
she's
will tell.
She's glad it was last week and not this week.
Well,
that's
exactly.
What she's glad.
It's no coincidence that she's not with us. I'm sure of that. But once again, we do have Kelly. We have Lizzie. Kelly, have you been doing any diving lately, by the way? Have you just been focused on your bikini, you know,
yeah,
modeling?
Yeah, focused in my bikini.
You've been focused
yeah.
on
focused.
Your...
By focus, we mean kind of like keeping things in sharp contrast with their surroundings.
Right.
Focus.
Yeah, she's laser focused on being a bikini or Brazilian swimsuit model.
Yes, right. Because I've been focused too much, I don't have time to do the dive.
Right. Your hard work is evident, however.
All right, well, we're gonna take her over to Bimini for New Year's Eve, aren't we? Are you ready for that?
I'm so excited about that.
So we may throw you in the water. It's been a while, but we may get in there and do some snorkeling or diving. You never know.
Okay, right? No problem.
So we're going to distract her a little bit from her
Brazilian bikini modeling.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You are? Okay.
Ready, very.
All right.
By
so,
ready, she means she's prepared for the next thing that comes.
True. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Now, I certified Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model to dive. And that explains why she's not diving today. However, Lizzie is a dive instructor as well. And Kelly, she is a super diver. Lizzie, we like to call her Legs. Because, she, for a mermaid, she has, there's
nice
pictures.
Legs.
Nice legs, yeah.
I can't tell right now.
Yeah, but she's a very nice, she's an excellent dive instructor.
Okay, so thanks, Greg. I may have a new buddy. Dive buddy.
You may have a new dive buddy, or basically what I'm
that
trying
I
to do.
More.
I'm trying to hand her off to you, Lizzie. Do you have any idea what you're getting yourself into to take Kelly diving?
I really don't.
Maybe we could do an advanced open water thing or
definitely.
A specialty course in bikini swimsuit diving.
Some
I don't know.
Shark diving, maybe.
Shark diving. What do you think, Kelly? She likes sharks.
Yeah, I love sharks. She loves them more hard than you, so.
Yeah, exactly. Last time we dove with sharks in the Bahamas with Kelly, I used her as a human shield.
Yes,
she didn't appreciate that.
He did.
And I don't know what the problem with it was exactly, but she didn't appreciate it as much. So who knows? We may put you two together.
I think I'll be a better buddy.
You'd be a better buddy. And I don't know. That could be a specialty course, Brazilian swimsuit model specialty.
Underwater Brazilian swimsuit model.
All right. How to dive underwater in your Brazilian swimsuit without losing it. Because that's a skill in itself, right?
Yes.
Wardrobe malfunctions, that kind of thing?
Yep.
You need to avoid
those. I'm ready.
She's ready. Okay. Fair enough. What about you, Lizzie? I know you were just down in the Keys certifying a bunch of divers.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? What's the latest?
We were down in the Keys the last two weekends, and we were certifying a whole bunch of students that were super excited to be there. Conditions weren't excellent. Everyone was puking the first weekend,
okay.
So that's always fun to see.
Right.
The next weekend wasn't as bad. We had the advanced group, so they were a little more used to it.
Excellent. Okay. Well, at least when they got certified or you took care of them in that way, you give them something to look forward to. They got to think, it has to be better than this.
Right.
You know? Yeah, that's kind of what it was for my first dive experience. I dove and it was like 40 degrees. It was drizzling rain. I had no visibility. But I was like, wait a minute, I've seen enough dive specials to know it has to be better than this. And I hung in there and did it, and here I am hosting a radio show about diving. So go figure. And I've had a few good dives along the way. All right, so, we got a lot to address today, including this play that we are going to do. We've brought in everybody today, not just for the party, which we're going to have towards the end of the show. We are going to orchestrate the first ever Scuba Radio Christmas Reef play, and this is a story of Christmas. This is there's a message that we are trying to get across I'm not sure that we're going to, but we're going to give it our best shot. So
Radio players present Drunken Santa and the Case of the Missing Christmas Reef.
Okay, that's good. We got that much down. However, the rest of it is questionable, and I defer to you, Lizzie. What do you think? You're a dive instructor. Are you a part-time actress? I mean, you kind of have that look and stuff, maybe.
I could do that.
Can you pull it off? All right. And what about you, Kelly? Acting experience or just modeling?
No, I have acting experience.
Yeah, obviously. Presentation, your speaking.
Fake until you make it.
Fake it till you make it. I got that much out of her.
But, I heard naked. Was that wrong? My headphones aren't quite.
Fake it till you're naked? I heard that.
Naked till you make it. That could work, too.
Yeah.
Right, Kelly? Yeah. I mean, anything goes in Brazil, right?
See, if she's wearing a bikini, that's too much like work, because that's what she does 9 to 5.
Well, they're true. It's a
follow
uniform.
Me, Bill?
It's a uniform.
Back me up here.
I'm totally with you there.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you do that all the time, you don't want to do it on the
weekends.
That's
why when you go to her house and all that you see are Soldier of Fortune magazine and guns and ammo, you know she likes going commando as a hobby.
Okay. Wow. That was a long way for that joke. But I'm with you, man.
Was there a joke there? Really? Okay. We have the mermaid puppet here with us today, too. She has a
God
big
help
role
us.
In this play.
Hi, everybody!
Oh, my God. That's going to be
no volume
that's
control.
It's going to take a while to get used to.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah. And Jimmy the Bubble Boy is in the process of rounding up Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. He's out in the parking lot, passed out, smelling of urine and booze. Just like every other Saturday. But this time, we actually are going to let him into the studio and be a part of this Christmas crap extravaganza. Stick around. We're just getting started on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX-10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Ooh, is that fruitcake? Oh, I love fruitcake.
I am Christmas.
Scuba Santa, to sleep is not gone. The tree for me. Being another dive girl, scuba Santa, but we can still go diving tonight.
This is not an artificial tree. This is aluminum.
Scuba Santa, there's something I think you should know. A show, 'cause scuba radio. Hey, scuba Santa, so listen and we go diving tonight. So listen and we go dive tonight.
Are you ready? Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Wow. Kelly, it's nice to have you back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, so we got another song by Kelly to play later in the show.
Wow, that's hard.
It's excruciating. But we haven't, you know, we recorded these before we had auto-tune. And now we're going to do a new
one. Now we need to do it again.
Yeah, we're going to do a new song here eventually.
I can't wait.
You can't wait? Okay. All right. So we got that. Hopefully this is putting you in the Christmas mood.
Yes, I'm ready.
You're in the mood?
The mood.
All right, good.
I'm always in the mood.
And Lizzie
Christmas.
Is here. So, you know, this is the first time Kelly and Lizzie have met. So, you know, Kelly's part of the old school. part of the, you know, a few years. She's been diving
3 years ago, sure.
Three? Was it three? I thought, CJ, you guys got certified to dive together. How long ago?
Summer '06.
Summer '06.
Seven.
1967. I remember back in 1967.
CJ seems pretty, I don't know, he seems pretty sure of himself on that. So I'm going to go with that.
I had several life events happen where I can landmark that out pretty well, so I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with that. So it's been a few years, Kelly, but they got certified together. I remember that time at the pool.
Is that right?
November '06.
November.
Okay, well, we were got in the pool, so, and we were training in the summer.
Right.
And then we got the final dives in.
Exactly. It takes a few while.
It wasn't 07.
It takes some time.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't 07.
What?
So you were wrong.
What?
Right.
Okay, whatever.
You're never wrong.
She's never wrong. Come on, CJ. You should know this about Kelly.
Oh, God.
I know it's been a while.
6 years later, don't remember? Yes. Who's the boss?
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day before we really knew Kelly well, when it was
you and your sister.
It was. And she didn't make it through the class.
It started as two.
But
it's not two today.
I blame Greg.
Sure.
I remember that first day at the pool.
Me too.
At the pool session, though. Do you remember that, Kelly?
That's hard.
It was.
Jimmy and I show up and we're like, oh, this is going to be cool. You know, we've known Greg for a while. This will be fun. And then these two bikini babes show up and just start stripping down.
And
that did not suck, did it?
We actually have actual audio from that day.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We do.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to Kelly and Carla, the Brazilian swimsuit models. Today, I consider myself the luckiest open water scuba diver student on the face of the earth.
Wow.
Forgot all about
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I
must have done that at Yankee Stadium.
No, you did that
the
at
old
the
Yankee Stadium.
You did that on the intercom at the pool. That day.
Oh, that's right.
You were so, he got on, it really annoyed the staff there, and which explains why I've been banned from that facility.
Sorry about that.
Or it's one of the reasons.
Well, one of them. I'm going to say it's that. But, you know, that first
day. You
bring
Kelly back, I'm sure they'll let you back in.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, if you haven't figured this out already, Kelly does have a slight accent. And
that was going to be my third guess is what you were going to say.
I don't hear it.
And in the when we first met Kelly and we got ready to do get her in the water to learn how to dive, I gave her instructions to show up at the pool after we'd done all the book work for her open water class.
Oh, here we go again. I know what you're talking about.
Well, no. Jimmy and CJ were buddies, and they were going to be in the class as well as Kelly and her sister Carla. And we go to the pool, and before we get there, she calls me up. She says, hey, what do I need to wear? And I'm like, well, you know, most people will wear a wetsuit, and, you know, you can wear a bathing suit or your Brazilian swimsuit bikini under it, or you can wear nothing at all if you don't want. I mean, it's up to you, you know. But I was kind of halfway joking, and sure enough, she shows up at the pool for her checkout stuff. And
plain old naked.
No. She was wearing regular, nice outfit. I said, okay, the first thing we're going to do is our 10-minute float or 15-minute float. and then we got to swim some laps. And she goes, okay, where's my wetsuit? I'm like, well, you can't wear it on this one.
Have the wetsuit.
Well, yeah, I'd given you a wetsuit to wear.
And then you say, okay, we're going to do the float, so take it off.
Right. And you're like, I'm not wearing anything under it. You said not to wear one. I'm like, what?
At which point we really had something more in common because I temporarily lost the ability to speak.
Yes, which explains the announcing of that audio that CJ proclaimed to the world after that session.
Once I regained myself.
Yes, yeah. No, actually what we...
Jimmy's exact quote, if I remember right, was,
hey, I got and then he goes, but hey, I got some boxers in my car. Let me go get them for you. And so Kelly and Carly ended up doing the session, but they were wearing these guys' boxer shorts that were about four or five sizes too big for them.
Yeah,
and
that's a t-shirt. True story.
Yeah, which explains awesome. When they were swimming the laps, there's this picture that, well, yeah.
Don't ask me why I carry boxers in my Jeep as a spare, but I can tell you this about those boxers, Greg. They are now a pillowcase at my house.
They're now a pillowcase. Yes. Yeah. Wow. That's where he rests his head every night, Kelly. How's that make you feel? Kind of
so
creepy.
Special.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, see, Lizzie, I tell all these stories, obviously, for the folks listening, but for you, to see where your future lies here as a scuba radio mermaid. Well, how do you feel about this now?
I really appreciate it. You're painting a pretty good picture.
A pretty good picture?
She's looking longingly at the door right now. I see her game go, God.
So close.
Yeah, well, trust me, Lizzie, we're just getting started. It's only going to get worse. Trust me. You know, I'm a little concerned about this play we're going to do today. You know, we've never done, I don't believe we've ever done a live play to this level.
This is
before,
like old time radio.
It is.
Like live.
Old school, old fashioned.
And theater.
I will point out that we have never once before hired a professional screenwriter and brought them in and then told them everything he gave us was complete and utter garbage and started over like we did with this.
Yes. Well, and to this day, we still have it. We've hired somebody who'd work for free.
Exactly.
But he did a great job. So it's not going to be the writing that we can blame.
Oh, and I've
this
never given you
on.
And I've never given you words on a paper to read and expected you to read them before today.
True.
And now I realize why.
Why?
No reason.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't worry, Greg. I can allay any of Lizzie's fears. As in my Jeep right now, I have some oven mitts and jumper cables.
Oven mitts and jumper cables.
Are we making cookies? What are we doing?
Well,
and,
no,
and boxer shorts.
And boxer shorts. Well, Lizzie, you have your outfit. Go prepare.
Wow.
Yeah. As we get ready for our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza Christmas play. It's coming up. Stick around. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
What? Dive instructor in the world.
Well, thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that. You know, I have to have that on tape just for my low self-esteem, especially during the holidays. It's easy to get bummed out, but then I have Kelly's tape there to brighten my day. Thank you, Kelly.
Jimmy, the helper boy, I need your help.
Well, no, you don't, because I see Jimmy just brought in Scuba Radio Drunken Santa from the parking lot. And so... We're going to blame him.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Really, really. Santa, seriously. First of all,
it's
back off.
Most wonderful time of the year.
Okay, yeah. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Thank you very much.
How did you get Kelly to sit on your lap? That is amazing.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Wow.
How did you get her to say hello to your ding dong? What?
God bless us, everyone.
Yes. Well, Kelly, what do you think of Drunken Santa there? Yeah, you guys.
She remembers jolly old Saint Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. He gave me diamonds last year.
Ooh.
This year he's got a pearl. Yeah,
see how I roll? Because I'm a pimp.
Evidently. Well, Drunken Santa, you know, it's that time of year. And are you sober enough to perform today? Because we have an actual play that you're gonna be a part of. And I'm a little concerned about this.
Don't be ridiculous. Greg, you're talking nonsense.
What do you mean?
It's 'tis the spirit.
Yeah, it's
and
a
we
season.
We all have to
a
be
season.
In the spirit okay,
well,
of we, giving.
That's what
so
we're, I'm giving
I
you time.
I have given myself some distilled spirits.
What? Okay. You know, he sounds surprisingly coherent at the moment, Bill. I'm actually kind of surprised. I'm starting to wonder if maybe he's going to take this game seriously.
I
today.
Made up a Christmas song for Scuba Radio.
There was no singing as part of this play. What do you mean a song?
Would you like to hear it?
No, not really.
All right, here goes.
No, no, we got a commercial
break. All right, next time. We'll be right back after this on Scuba Radio.
Wow. Okay, I don't know about what spirits he's drinking, but you know what? I might have to take a nip or two because I've got a bit of a headache. I think it's only going to get worse unless I start drinking.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 112. While bubble watchers is the term most used to describe non-divers on a dive boat, feel free to treat them like the diving paparazzi scum they really are.
Would you mind if I took your picture? Now, just stand still, please. Fix your hat a little bit.
Lady, you take my picture with that thing. I'm going to rip your brassiere off and strangle you with it.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Done any diving lately, Nick?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I just got some drift diving in yesterday.
Ooh, drift diving. That's a great way to spend some time underwater.
Pretty relaxing, that's for sure.
But like all diving, there's some stuff to consider in order to stay safe.
You speak the truth.
So lay it on us.
Well, the first thing to consider is the nature of drift diving. It's unique in the fact that, unlike other kinds of diving, you don't enter and exit the water in the same point. On the contrary, in fact, that's the purpose of the dive. You enter the water at one point and drift with the current for a given period of time and exit the water at a pickup point.
It's like flying.
It's lovely. Generally, it's done with a dive master. The group dives together and stays near the dive master, who often tows a line or buoy so that the dive boat can keep track of the group's position and follow behind.
Sometimes the boat follows the bubbles instead, too.
Right. Which leads to an important piece of safety equipment every diver should carry.
Which is?
A safety sausage. On the off chance you're separated from the group, you can inflate the sausage and attract attention. It helps the dive boat find you. A whistle used in conjunction with the safety sausage is also helpful. Using both sight and sound to alert others to your position can only help. It's not the time to be shy.
What other preparations should you make to stay safe?
Be confident in your buoyancy control. It's a key element to drift diving. You'll be swimming in close group, which means close quarters with other divers. You want to be sure you can control your position in the water and avoid collisions. Not only can someone get hurt when this occurs, but you can get entangled or gear can get knocked loose. It's also likely you won't have an ascent line to follow on your way back to the surface, so you'll need to be able to make a controlled ascent, complete with a safety stop.
So buoyancy control is key, but since you mentioned close quarters, I'd add awareness to that as well.
You are absolutely right. Drift diving is extremely relaxing, and it's easy to get so caught up in being carried by the current that you lose track of your surroundings. But losing awareness of where you are leads to collisions with other divers, the reefs, other obstacles in the water, and none of that is a good thing.
What about drift dive planning?
If you're diving with an experienced commercial operator, it's crucial to listen to the procedures and profiles they outline. Dive at the depth they set, and air allowing, be prepared to limit your time to the agreed-upon profile. Follow the entry and exit procedures the operators follow, and be sure to listen to the contingency plan they give you on the off chance you're separated from the group. But never plan to leave the group. It's the nature of the dive. You'll be diving as a group, so be prepared to follow the rules set for the group.
Including surfacing early if someone runs low on air.
Of course. And that can be part of the planning, and no one should ever feel compelled to take shortcuts or compromise air consumption for the sake of the group's time underwater.
What if you're not diving with a commercial operator?
If you're not diving with an experienced commercial operator, never ever dive without a float buoy to follow and discuss all aspects of the plan, including pickup and separation before entering the water.
Are there any other aspects to consider?
Two things. Drift diving is a specialized kind of diving, and as with all specialties, we advocate getting specific training to teach you what you need to know.
And the other thing?
Be comfortable with your equipment and be sure your gear is comfortable on the surface. Because you enter and exit as a group, you tend to spend a little more time on the surface than you would if you were just entering and exiting as buddy teams. So make sure you can spend that time on the surface without being uncomfortable or expending excess energy. Drift diving is all about relaxing, and it starts at the surface.
If you've ever wanted to know what it feels like to fly, drift diving may be for you. But as with all other types of diving, it comes with its own set of safety, preparation, and training considerations. So before you take off, take the time to learn them all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
It is our old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show today. With Dennis from Minnetonka has dialed up Scuba Radio 888-88-SCUBA. Dennis, how are you, buddy? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Greg. Hostel and I are doing great.
Good. Everyone's great, man. I wish you could be here. Next time we have to celebrate our Christmas or have our Christmas show on a liveaboard. What do you think about that, Dennis?
I will be there.
Yes. He was on the last one at the Turks and Caicos.
Hi, Dennis.
Yeah, Lizzie Sanhai. Or Legs, as we like to call her. So what are you doing this holiday weekend there, Dennis? What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. It's raining up here in Minnesota. We're supposed to have snow, so we're just sitting around. We can't go dive. The lakes are too cold, and there's no liveaboards available right now, so we're kind of stuck.
So you figure you just kick back and relax and listen to the old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza.
It sounded like a perfect thing to do.
And you know, Drunken Santa's here, and are you going to sing that song?
What do you do when you're done playing with your ice hole?
What?
He's in Minnetonka.
They fish and dive through those things. Yeah, sometimes
we grab warm adult beverages.
All right, there you go, brother.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't know.
Hell yes.
So
Merry Christmas.
Are you going to sing that Christmas song you were bugging me about at the commercial break?
That's going to make Dennis so much happier than he is right now because he brings such a ray of sunshine to the program already.
It is a Christmas crapstravaganza show, and we're going to share this love with you now, Dennis. This is going just to you, okay?
All right, ready?
No one else.
Ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Nobody is frowning as we go down. Huh? Swimming in a scuba wonderland.
Swimming in a scuba land. Well, yeah, I get it. It's not actually. It's not awful. It's not hideous. It's right up there with Kelly's tunes, probably, right? Yeah, that's what you need is some...
that is not even fair.
You need some cage dancers to flank you when you're singing that.
Body parts right in my face.
Her jingle balls.
All up in my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That way you can be always on my side, sent up.
Yeah, there
She's
you go.
Naughty and nice.
I don't know, maybe we got a thing here. With Legs and Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model flanking Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. This is kind of like a three-way Christmas extravaganza.
Oh, wow. Lindsay is so much closer to the door now.
No, I mean, you know, it's like...
Didn't even think that was possible.
Santa's got plenty in his sack for everyone.
Okay. It's like Santa and his reindeer, or, you know, Tony Orlando and Dawn, or I don't know, some like, you might, maybe there's
Larry Moe and Curly.
It could be. So, I don't know, maybe you got...
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle, it is.
God bless you, Greg.
Well, you're welcome.
Little radio show.
And you know, Dennis, I'm sure he appreciates that little Christmas note. Since he can't dive today, he's just kicking back and listening to Scuba Radio. We're not doing a lot about diving today. We probably need to talk more about...
I just sang a song about diving.
Well, you did.
Hello.
Well, yeah. It's...
You're drunk.
I don't know. I don't feel that drunk. I really don't. Not yet. Is it the eggnog?
You need to pay attention because I just sang a diving song.
Yeah. I don't know. What happened to Drunken Santa? I don't hear him. Do you guys hear Drunken Santa? Hello? There he is.
Hello, everybody.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Very good. Okay, well, we got... We'll just have to figure out what to do in that regard. Whether we team you guys up and have you do a little medley of Christmas classics.
Okay.
Or...
game.
Or we get you sobered up enough to see if we can actually take you scuba diving. Lizzie, what do you think? Could you take
Drunken
Santa?
Yeah. Someday,
I don't think
I
that's
going
to happen.
You don't think you could get him certified or sobered up enough?
No.
No, it's just not going to happen. He's
time
too much of a risk.
Time heals all wounds.
You have insurance. You have instructor insurance for this stuff, don't you?
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't bring you down. He's a ball full of jelly. Look at him. So he would be a heck of a lot of fun as a dive student, don't you think?
We would have to wait at least 24 hours, probably closer to 48.
Well, that's true. Judging by the list of them. You can't mix the booze and the diving. But if we got him, if you got him sobered up enough, I would think he could possibly be a good case study.
I could be an ambassador and spread diving all over the world.
It would be great training for a dive instructor, most difficult student.
I could even go visit Dennis in his ice hole.
Maybe you could. You could. Yeah, you could do this. I mean, I would imagine, Lizzie, is part of your dive training.
I've already had experience with a wetsuit.
Yeah, it's okay. True. But in your dive instructor experience, you've had some students that have been a little difficult to deal with, I'm guessing, haven't you?
Yes.
Or challenge.
Yes, definitely.
I've had two. One was Kelly's sister, Carla. I tried to get her to dive.
She was scared of you.
She was scared, yeah. She had this problem when we were in the pool. She wouldn't want to take her hand off the side of the pool, which was a problem if you want to learn how to dive. It wasn't me.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I think it's important that all the children out there believe in the magic of Satan.
That's Santa.
Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. He took off his suit and his big black boots and even the cap on his head. He was on vacation down in the islands, even brought his sled. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red.
All right, coming up, we're going to kick off hour two of the big show today for an old-fashioned Christmas Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza with a play, a first-ever performance that, probably the last. First and last performance. What, Drunken Santa what?
Did see that stupid puppet again?
Yes, you and the puppet, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Bill the Producer, Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model, Legs, Mermaid Lizzie, myself, Swabby Bob, the whole crew are going to perform for you in hour two, a very special event. Make sure you stick around
You've
for that.
You've got no talent.
I didn't say I had talent.
How
I just said we're going to do it. We're just going to wing it.
Bill, is this a good idea?
This is a fantastic idea. It's the greatest idea we've ever had. And Kelly brought in all the costumes.
Wow. How are we going to fit in those? Really? That's going to be very awkward.
Don't worry.
Most of them lift and separate.
You.
Don't worry.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I'm a diet.
Okay. Enough out of you. Just stop. We got to take care of some business. We got to find out what it's like to be a scuba snob, and focus a little bit before we get into this play. Dennis from scubasnobs.com is on Scuba Radio right now to help us out with that. How are you, Dennis? Merry Christmas.
I'm great. Merry Christmas to you and all your party people there today.
Yes, there are a few of them here. So if we get a little sidetracked from our mission with you today, please just kind of go with the flow. That's all you can do at this point. So
absolutely.
But we will try. We will try to focus on being a scuba snob. And first off, let's just get it out there. The two books, book one and two, The Scuba Diver's Guide to Diving Etiquette to Being a Scuba Snob. Are you still running that special for the holidays that we mentioned a couple weeks ago, or what?
We are. Right at Thanksgiving time when we were on with you guys down there, we were offering both books for $20, including all shipping, handling, and sending them out first-class mail. And we had a really great response, I think, from 14 different states. So we're going to extend that. If people want to get that special deal just on the books, just email me, dennis@scubasnobs.com, and then we will contact you within 24 hours, get all your information, and send the books on to you. We can get them autographed by the Scuba Diva and myself. We'll personalize them any way you want. And if you already have one of the books, well, we'll ship you one of them for $10. That's way under retail for both.
Wow.
And as an extra bonus, because it is the Scuba Radio Christmas Party Day,
A crap extravaganza, to be specific, actually.
Thank you. We also include some Scuba Radio stickers we have left from a couple conventions we appeared at.
Nice.
So they can get the whole package, real deal. Also, if they order other merchandise, I want to just mention this real quick, off the scubasnobs.com site, if they order by the 16th, they're guaranteed of getting stuff, whether it's hats, T-shirts, mugs, clocks, pillows, a little something for everybody there. They're guaranteed of getting it by the 24th if they order by the 16th.
Well, there you go.
On the books, they've got all next week.
Okay, excellent. Well, there you go. And once again, you can go to scubasnobs.com and get some more details.
Right.
But let's give them a little taste of what is featured in some of these books. What are we going to focus on today?
Well, I have selected five rules out of the books that I think are appropriate to the season. The first one, of course, as you always espouse, is give the gift of scuba. We don't need to elaborate on that. The second rule is that one drunken Santa is enough.
Mm.
You need to know when to say when. And in book two, chapter seven, is all about the rules of imbibing in adult beverages and what to do and not do in that regard. So I think that ties into the season.
Hey, and drunken Santa, he's looking at me and goes, he's got recipes? No, it has nothing to do with the type of drinks. I don't believe.
Actually,
right, Dennis?
There is one thing that I know must be a rule. Shaken, not stirred.
No, that's not it. The specifics are just knowing when to indulge and when not to, or what?
Knowing when to say when.
Santa knows when to say when.
When, where?
When and where? No.
Tell me where and I'll be there.
Yeah, okay. That's enough. Just stop. All right.
The other thing we wanted to mention, some people are lucky enough to get dive trips or go diving during the holidays. We wanted to remind them to be nice to people at the shop, on the dive boat, at the resort, and be sure to remember them. They got to work on Christmas,
yeah,
and they have to work on New Year's. Last New Year's we were diving, so we want to remember them, tell them thank you, and tip them. And we have a whole chapter on proper tipping in book one that'll tell you what's appropriate so you don't get... maybe some bad air or somebody put something in the mask dip that shouldn't be there because they got stiffed on the,
yes,
on the boat.
Yeah, that never goes over well. Right. Trust me.
But we have some dress code rules, too, that it sounds like some of the people there at the party might need to read and refresh themselves.
Yeah, if more people wore bikini swimsuit models, the world would be a better place. Trust me. Trust me on this.
I'm sure that's true.
And we'll have the pictures up at scubaradio.com soon to prove it. But right. I'm guessing you're talking about something on a little, you know, if you got it flaunted, if you don't, for God's sake, cover up. And move to another state, or I don't know, what is your line of thought in that line?
Well, we have rules that we've discussed with you before for guys and for gals. Not all of us look great in this kind of swimwear that some people are more likely to wear in Italy than they are in the United States. And so those rules of etiquette, along with all of them, are important at the holiday season and all other times. We have rules about don't touch other people's stuff. Well, we think about that as being dive equipment. But, you know, it can be personal equipment, too.
Yeah, you never touch my equipment without asking my permission first. Kelly, that especially goes to you. I don't even have to tell Drunken Santa.
I have to tell you that.
Okay, quit it. Just stop. All right. Well, scubasnobs.com. Get those tips and more. We got our Christmas show Crapstravaganza play kicking off hour two. Stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.